Today's shir is Masechta Menachas Daf Tes. We're going to begin on Daf Ches Amud Beis, 18 lines from the top. Gufa Rav Elazar Mincha Shekimtsa Behechol. If the kmitz of the mincha was done in the Beis Hamikdash, even though it should be done in the Azara Kshera, it's kosher. Shekem Etzina Basilik Bezichin, as we've been discussing in the previous shiurim, the avoda that was done every Shabbos, where they took the spoons of Levaino off the Shulchan and burnt them, is considered an act of a Karban Mincha. Taking the spoons is the Kmitza, burning them is the Akhtara. And certainly they're done in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara is suggesting that just like that avoda of Karban Mincha could be done in the Beis HaMikdash, all avodas of Karban Mincha may be done in the Beis HaMikdash. And as we'll see in the Gemara, even though the Torah says regarding the Kmitza, the Kametz Misham, which means in the Azara, from here we learn, Rabbi Elazar is teaching us that if it was done in the Heichel, it's acceptable. Furthermore, it seems to be the opinion of all the Rishonim that, not that Rabbi Elazar is suggesting that it should be done that way, lechatchila. He's saying that if it was done that way, it's acceptable. Also, I saw that the Achroinim discussed that even though we learned the Masechta the Zvachim, that a Karban Chatos that's taken into the Beis HaMikdash, a Karban Chatos Chitzonius, and the avoid is done in the Beis HaMikdash becomes disqualified, that is a rule regarding the Karban Chatos Chitzonius, where the halach is it's not supposed to be brought into the Beis HaMikdash. But there is no rule like that regarding the Karban Mincha, and therefore Rav Elazar could teach us that if you did the kmitz of the Karban Mincha in the Beis HaMikdash, it would be acceptable. Master Rav Yirmiya asks Rav Yirmiya, we learned in a brisa, the pasuk says the kamatz misham regarding the kmitza, and the Tanakam explains mimakam shragli zor oimdois, that you should do it in the azara, not in the Beis HaMikdash. Continues the brisa, we learned it just the other day. How do we know if you did the kmitza with the left hand? Do it over tamaloymer. The Kamatz Misham, the Makam Shekamatz Kvar. So the Rishonim and Achronim ask an obvious question. The question of the Gemara is from the Tanakhama, where the Tanakhama says the words of Kamatz Misham come to teach us that the Kamitza should be done in the Azara. Why is the Gemara quoting Ben Seir's opinion? Ben Seir has nothing to do with the question we're asking. So the simple answer is the Gemara is just quoting the entire Braisa. But I did see other answers to the question. Two other answers I saw, very nice answers. One answer I saw is, let's look at this price a little deeper. Rav Elazar speaks about a disqualification, and not only does he speak about a disqualification, but he speaks about how that disqualification can be rectified. Do it over. The Tanakhama, when he speaks about a disqualification, doesn't give a remedy. What's the difference between the Tanakhama and Ben Becerra? It's Ben Becerra who introduced a concept of remedying a disqualification. According to the Tanakhama, once you have a disqualification, it cannot be remedied. And what is the Tanakhama's disqualification? Doing the kmitz and the azara. So we see it's so serious that it can't even be fixed. So how can we say they could do the kmitz in the Beis HaMikdash? Another pshat that I saw. Even Ben Becerra, who's the makel, is a makel about the small or other issues that we learned in the Mishnah, Vav Amud Aleph. But he never spoke about Kmitza in the Beis HaMikdash. Ben Becerra the Makel doesn't allow you to do it in the Beis HaMikdash. So how could you, Rav Elazar, ask the Gemara, say that the Kmitza could be done in the Beis HaMikdash? Ikad Amri, who Maisav Lava, who Mefarakla, he himself answered his own question. In Ikad Amri, Amalei Rav Yaakov L'Rimi B'Tachlifa, Azberlach, I'll explain it to you. L'Nitzrcha, the point of this Tanakhama is not to disqualify Kmitza done in the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, he's coming to teach us that the entire area of the Azara may be used for to do the Kmitza. Shalai timer, because you should not say, however, oil kachikachim, since an oil is kodesh kadashim, a mincha is kodesh kadashim, ma oil, just like we know the carbon oil, as we've discussed numerous times, the Torah requires tzofen, I would think that af mincha tum tzofen. That's what the pasuk says, that by oila there is no din of tzofen. Ask the Gemara, why would we think so? Mal oila, The oila has this characteristic, sheken kolo. It's completely burnt. The chatas doesn't have that characteristic. So why would I think I should learn an oila from chatas? Says the Gemara, mal chatas. I would learn it not from the oila, I would learn it from chatas. Chatas is not completely burnt. But ask the Gemara, mal chatas, sheken mechaperis al chayve krisis. The chatas has the chumrah that it's mechaper on a person who did an aveira. Well, were you to do that aveira b'mezid, you'd be chayiv karis. Mincha isn't that way. It says the Gemara mal osham. So you should learn from osham. So the Mefarshim ask 2 points I saw the Rishonim make. Osham also comes for kapara. So what's the Gemara even thinking of using osham as part of a question? It was saying the fact that something, that a carbon has the characteristic that it's a mechaper, differentiates it from a chatos. So why did the Gemara even try to prove from osham? So I saw 2 approaches in the Rishonim. One approach is not every osham is a mechaper. The osham mitzayra and the osham nazir are not mechaperim. Furthermore, the Rishonim explained, what the Gemara was trying to do here is, since we have all of these precedents, that when you have a carbon that's kodesh hakodashim, the shechita must be done b'tzofen, the oila, the chatos, the osham, 3 such situations, it only makes sense to say that so should be the din by the mincha, which the Gemara says, ma'al osham shekem minidamim. But this is an animal, and a mincha is not an animal. And in fact, as we're learning, the Gemara is very geshmak. So as many as kabbonis that you'll bring me, and tell me by all of them there's halacha, that they have to be done and softened, they're always going to be dealing with animals, and a mincha isn't an animal. So we're back to where we started. So isn't Kametz Misham teaching us that it has to be done specifically in the Azorah and not in the Beis HaMikdash? So how do we begin today's shir that you could do the Kametz in the Beis HaMikdash? Ella Itzrich. We're going to learn a mitzvah shem. That one of the procedures that had to be done by the Karmel Mincha is prior to the Kemitza, it had to be brought next to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Ma Hagosha, the Karen Dramas Maravis, I would think that since you already did the Hagosha on that spot, Af Kemitza Nami, the Karen Dramas Maravis, that's where the Kemitza must be done. Kamash Malon. That the kemitza could be done anywhere in the Azara, and it's not limited to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Continues the Gemara. Gufa. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shalom sheshachtem b'keichel. If you shecht a shlomim in the Beis HaMikdash, ksherim. The kosher. Shenema, even though, of course, it should be really shechted in the Azara, the halach is if you did it in the Heichel, it's kosher. Shenema, v'shachtu pesach oil moed. The Torah says that you should shecht that at Pesach Oyel Moed. So if the Torah says v'shecht to Pesach Oyel Moed, certainly lo yetofel chav menikar. The Torah connects it to the Pesach Oyel Moed. The Oyel Moed certainly is fine. So there's a number of points to be made. Firstly, if now the Gemara has established a svara of v'shecht to Pesach Oyel Moed, of lo yetofel chav menikar, so ask the Mefarshim, why don't we say that in the previous Gemara? We spoke about the Kemitza being done in the Azara. And then Rabbi Elazar came and taught us that you could do the Kemitza in the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, like Tafel, Chama Menikah, if you could do it in the Azara, you should certainly be able to do it in the Beis HaMikdash. Yet the Gemara didn't go with that approach at all in the previous Gemara. Why? So Mefarshim answer. In our Gemara, there's another point. It's all based on the Pasuk of the Shach to Pesach HaEl Moed. Once you have the pasuk v'shach to pesach oil ma'id, then we can have a svara of layichafel chav menikar. There is no pasuk of a kamatz pesach oil ma'id, so this svara doesn't apply to the previous piece of Gemara. Furthermore, the mefarshim debate the following question. Here we're saying a kula that you could shech the carbon shlamim in the pesach oil ma'id, in the oil ma'id itself. We also just learned on the previous piece of Gemara, Old Din, the Kodesh Kodashim has to be geshachten in the Tzofen. When the Gemara now is being makel by the Shlomim, is it makel also by Kodesh HaKodashim, and saying that if you could shecht something in the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash is certainly Kodesh, more Kodesh than the Azara, or Kodesh HaKodashim, the Torah identifies a specific spot in the Azara, in the Tzofen. So there's a special point to do it in the Tzofen, and then the Beis HaMikdash won't be acceptable, and therefore the Halacha will only be by Shlomim, by Kachim Kalim, not by Kodesh HaKadosh. Interesting Shaila, Mechloikas HaAchroinim. We learned in Masech Dezvachim that the Gemara learns from this Pasuk, a Pesach Oil Moed, that there's a Halacha that you're only allowed to do the Shechita of a carbon Shlomim when the entrance of the Oil Moed is open, Pesach Oil Moed. So the Mefarshim debate, what will be the Halacha when you're doing the Shechita in the Oil Moed itself? Is there a din that the doors have to be open? Or it's only when you're doing it in the Azara perhaps, not when you're doing it in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Meches Chinuch says that you don't have to have it open. If you're doing it in the Beis HaMikdash, why do you need open doors? Sfasemis is not so certain. He says the Torah requires Pesach Oil Moed, makes no difference where you're shechting it. Then there's another very serious debate amongst the Rishonim and Achronim. We're going to learn, we might have mentioned it previously, that there's a concept called Bia Rikonis. One is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash for no reason, even a Kohen. So the question is, if somebody is shechting a carbon shlomim, yes, we're learning now in the Gemara, you have the right to shecht it in the Oil Moed. Would that be considered a Bia Rikonis if you went in there? Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Oimer, Menayin Shemikufu Oib Tekachavim Es HaZora. How do we know that if the Oy Akum surround the Azora, Shekanim Nechnasim Lahechel V'Oichel Mekotche Kotchim, that they're allowed to go in and eat the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash itself? And the Radvaz, in explaining the Rambam, says that this rule is not limited to Kodesh HaKadoshim. This rule would apply by Kachim Kalim as well. V'shar Menachas, that you're allowed to eat it in the Beis HaMikdash. Tam Loimer, the Kodesh HaKadoshim Tachlenu. You're allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ask the Mara, if what we just learned is correct, Lomali Kra, why do we need a pasuk to say it? If the Torah says, where the Kodesh Kedosh is supposed to be eaten, Bechatzar Oil Moed Yechlo, so we should apply the same Svara, V'lai Tafel Chamam and Iker, that if you're allowed to do the eating in the Azara, you're certainly allowed to do the eating in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Why do we need a special pasuk to teach it to us? We should rely on like Tam Chafam and Iker. Answers the Gemara. When did we say the Svara of Lei Tafel Chamam and Iker? Regarding the Avoida, where the Adam, where it's only appropriate, the Adam Oivet B'Makam Rabbi, where a person, it's respectful that you should do the Avoida. So regarding Avoida, it's legitimate to say the Svara of Shlei Tafel Chamam and Iker. Achila, here we're talking about eating. Eating is not something that's considered a specifically respectful activity, the proof being Shen Adam Eichel B'Makam Rabbi. So we can't just use the Svara. Therefore, only Tam the Kos of Kra, because the Pasuk teaches us that you're allowed to do it in the Beis HaMikdash. Halai Kos of Kra, were there not to be a Pasuk, then we could not rely on the Svara Alayi Tafel Chamam and Iker Alayi Amrina. Number of points. First of all, the Brisker Rav says that not only, as our Gemara says, may the Shechita be done in the Beis HaMikdash, but even the Kabbalah Sadam. He says it in a very practical way. He says if you're not going to be able to do the Kabbalah Sadam in the Beis HaMikdash, only the Shechita, by the time you'll take the animal out, you won't have any dam to do Kabbalah Sadam with. Furthermore, here our Gemara seems to say a very interesting statement, that it's not respectful to eat in front of your Rebbe. Does that mean you're not allowed to eat in front of your Rebbe? So the Paiskim say, the Mefarshim say that the Gemara doesn't mean eating, Achil B'Makam Rabbi means your Rebbe. Achil B'Makam Rabbi means a servant in front of his master. Of course, a Talmud sitting in front of his Rebbe may eat. There's a Gval de Garaya, because the Shulchan Aruch discusses a Talmud by his Rebbe by the Seder. It discusses the issue of a Seba, but there is no discussion of eating. Eating is certainly mutter. It doesn't mean a Rebbe as a teacher, it means a Rebbe as a master, which is, of course, Hashem is our master. The interesting Machloikus Rishonim. Our Gemara here is saying that you're allowed to, under circumstances, and I said, certainly it's not Lechatchila, but under certain circumstances, under Min Adin, you're allowed to and go into to the Heichel to eat. You're allowed to go into the Kodesh to eat the Kachin. What about the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Will the same rule apply? Since Machlokes Rishonim, the Ramban says it does. You could even go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Devin Ezra says no, it's only the Kodesh, not the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Achrayim try to understand the Ramban. How could the Ramban, we know that the Kodesh HaKadoshim can only be entered once a year on Yom Kippur, but a Kohen Gadol suggests that somebody could go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to eat Kachim. How do we understand that Ramban? So I saw two approaches in the Achrayim how to try to understand the Ramban. One approach I saw is the Ramban is not saying that the person who walks into the Kodesh HaKadoshim isn't being over the Aveira of entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's just saying that there also is a point that the Kodeshim have to be only eaten in certain spots. If you eat it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you haven't eaten it in a place that you're not allowed to eat it. Doesn't have anything to do with the other. That doesn't have anything to do with the Aveira of entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kli Chemda has a very interesting approach how to understand the Ramban. And it could even be that after we learned the Kli Chemda, the Ibn Ezra wouldn't disagree. The Kli Chemda says that the Ramban, of course, will agree that you can't just enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim to eat Kachim. He says, what is the Ramban referring to? He's referring to a situation where there's a Pekuach Nefesh issue, where a person has to hide. Pekuach Nefesh is Doicha Kala Tara Kula. The only place where this Kohen found to hide is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim completely permissibly. Once he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, according to Ramban, with a heter, so not only is he allowed to be there because of the Pekuach Nefesh, he's even allowed to eat the Kachin, says the Ramban. Continues the Gemara. Itma, Bawala. We're going to learn the halacha is that oil has to be added to the Karban Mincha. And actually, it has to be added no less than 3 times, typically. What happens? First they put oil on the bottom of the pan. Then they put on the flour. Then they put oil on top of that flour and they mix it. And then afterwards, they put the rest of the oil on and mix it again. So now the question is, if the belila was done outside the azara, we have a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Psula, Rabbi Yochanan says it's disqualified, the belila must be done in the azara. Rish Lakish HaMekshera, Rish Lakish says it's fine. And the Gemara explains itself. Rish Lakish HaMekshera, the Ksiv Yitzhak Alei Shemen, the Nasan La Levina, Duda Shemen and the Levina, and only afterwards, V'hadu V'viya, El B'nei Ha'aron HaKarnim for Kometz. Mikmitzah ve'elach mitzvah kuhuna. Only after the kmitzah is there a halacha of kuhuna. Lime comes to teach us, says Rish Lakish, ayitzika b'leila shikserim b'gzar. They may be done in by a zar. Umi de kuhuna laibaya, just like you don't have to have a kayin doing the b'leila, similarly pnim nami laibaya. You don't have to have it done in the azar itself. Ask Taisus, a gewaldige kasha. Shchita, we've learned numerous times, is kshere bizar. Even though shchita is kshere bizar, the halacha is that the shchita vada has to be done of all kabanas in the azara. So what's Rish Lakish connecting the fact that you don't need a kohen to say that it can be done outside the azara? Shchita is the best raya that you have something that can be done bizar, yet it must be done in the azara. So the Chaznis has a gewaldige teretz. Chaznis says you can't compare belila to shchita. Even though there's a halacha that shchita is ksher bizar, nobody argues from the first words of when we began this mesecta, we said this, that shchita is an avoida. Just it's an avoida that the Torah says can be done by a kohen. An avoida certainly has to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara. Whereas, belila, when the Torah says the belila doesn't need a kohen, says Reish Lakish, what the Torah is saying is much deeper. What the Torah is saying is that it's not an avoida. If it's not an avoida, it can be done outside the Azara. Rabbi Yochanan Psula, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Kivin de siyasa b'klihu, since it has to be done in the klisharis, ned kuhuna labia, even though you're correct in stating that it doesn't have to be done by a kohen, pnin mi'baya, it must be done in the Azara. And says the Gemara, indeed, Tanya Kavasa de Rabbi Yochanan, Bola Zar, it's Kshera. However, Chutz L'Chaim says Zar is Psula. So the truth is, when we look at Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, and the Rishonim and Achronim are very concerned, they ask that Rabbi Yochanan says, and that is seemingly the halacha, as we've always been mentioning, that the belila is done after the ingredients are put into the kli sharis. The halacha is you're not allowed to take something that's in a kli sharis outside of the azara. So how could Rish Lakish suggest that the belila could be done outside the azara? So some Rishonim say that no, they only need to use a kli sharis at a later state. You don't have to use a kli sharis at this early state. And that indeed is the machloikus of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says you have to use a kli sharis, and since you have to use a kli sharis, it can be outside the azara, and Rish Lakish will not require kli sharis at that point. Rashi certainly doesn't learn this pshat. Another pshat that I saw, the chiddush nifla of Cheskel Abramsky and Chazon Yecheskel, learns the Gemara this way. He says that although the Gemara, when Rish Lakish says that the belila done outside the azara is kosher, that doesn't mean you haven't done an Avera. He says you've done an Avera of taking it outside the Azara, but you won't get an Einish for doing the Belil outside the Azara because that's not an Avera. They're very bechidish, because from Rish Lakish it seems that he's saying you're allowed to do it l'chatchila. The Brisker Rav has a different approach. The Brisker Rav's approach is that when we say taking a Keli out, taking Keli, putting, having something in the Kli Sharis outside the Azara, he says what that means is that we know a requisite step is putting something into the Kli Sharis. What that means is that when it's in the Kli Sharis, but the Kli Sharis it's outside of the Azara, it doesn't have the Kedushas Aguf yet. But it doesn't mean just because it's in the Kli Sharis, outside of the Azara becomes possible. That's Brisker Rav's explanation. A fourth explanation, which is probably the simplest explanation, is that we're referring here not to the Keli. The Keli indeed remained inside the Azara all along, because if it went outside, it would disqualify the Karban Mincha. The person doing the Belila is outside. The Keli remains inside. Furthermore, I saw the Rishonim say that Rabbi Yochanan, who's machmer on the Belila, is going to be more machmer than maybe by the Kemitza. Because we've been learning the opinion of Ben Becerra that if the Kemitza was done improperly, it could be rectified. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if the Belila was done improperly outside the Azara, it cannot be remedied. But then, there's a Gevaldige Kasha. There's a very famous statement that keeps on recurring in Shas. The statement is, Kol Aroy LeBila, if Bila is doable, Ain Bila Makevespa, you don't have to do the Bila. Kol She Ain Roy LeBila, but Bila is not doable, Bila Makevespa. So ask Mefarshim, how can we have a discussion here? If the Bila is done outside the Azara, if it's Kosher or not, you don't have to do the Bila altogether. So what's the discussion if you did it improper, if you did it outside the Azara? If you didn't do it at all, it would also be fine. So there's a tremendous lesson in life that answers this question. Absolutely, you don't have to do the Belila. But if you do it, you have to do it the right way. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. You don't want to do the Belila, don't do the Belila. But if you're going to do the Belila, if you do it the psul, it'll disqualify the carbon. Better not to do it than do it the wrong way. Others give different answers, not so profound. Others give different answers. One is, we just said that the klal is kol aroy labila or kol she'ein roy labila. If it's ein roy labila, Rabbi Yochanan says having this keli outside the azara is in the category of ein roy labila. The Brisker Rav has a third approach. He says that the rule of kol aroy labila or the rule of kol she'ein roy labila has to do with is a din in shiurim, which is where it's typically said that there's only that much that fits into the keli. It has nothing to do with the actual bila. It only has to do with the amount of flour that you could bring at one time on that. Continues the Gemara. Itmar. Mincha, we discussed this in the previous year. Mincha shachasu kaidin kamitza. If you part of the ingredients of the carbon mincha got depleted before you actually did the kamitza, Rabbi Yochanan yavim mitach beis of yimlena. Just bring the amount that you're missing. V'shlokisham lo yavim mitach beis of yimlena. It's too late. Chazanish makes a point. This is probably only speaking, he says, by mincha chareva, mincha that doesn't have any oil. So there you could easily figure out how much flour is missing. But if it's oil, you can never really figure out how much oil you're missing. Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara explains their opinions. Rabbi Yochanan, maybe we talk basically in Lena, commits a kavaloi. Until the commits is done, it's not a kavim mincha, and you can replace it. Rish Lakish, on the other hand, holds la yavim mitak beis v'yom lena, because kedusha is keli kavale. Until it's in the keli, once it's in the keli, it cannot be fixed. Ask the Gemara, Eis Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that we've learned, and we're going to discuss this more, that the Mitzayra had to bring a loik shel shemen, and it says in the Mishnah, chaser aloik. If some of the oil became missing from that loik, if you before began doing the avodah, yomlana, you could just replace it. So how is Rish Lakish going to respond to this? Tiyuf, the Rish Lakish is refuted. So I saw that the Rishonim ask, this is something that we could maybe aspire to say that a Moira wasn't aware of a Mishnah is unacceptable. So this is an open Mishnah. So Rish Lakish didn't know this Mishnah. So some Rishonim interestingly say that even though we have to always assume that all the Amoraim knew all the Mishnayos, not to say the Taharis. Here we're learning Taharis. Taharis, even they didn't know. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat, which would be interesting because then it wouldn't be a Tiyufta anymore, is Rish Lakish is going to be of the opinion, Rish Lakish is going to be of the opinion that you can't learn the halacha of Mincha from the Loig of Metzora. The Loig Metzora and Kavim Mincha have different rules, and by Loig Metzora he'll agree it could be replaced, but Mincha cannot. Continues the Gemara. Itmar. Shraim Shechosmer ben Kemitza Laktar. This is another situation where you did the Kemitza, and now, before you actually did the Aktar of that Kemitza, some of the ingredients of the Shraim got depleted. So everybody agrees that those Shraim will never be edible. The question is, will you be allowed to do the Aktaras Kaimitz? That's a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan and Makta Kaimitz Alayim, you still could do the Aktaras Kaimitz. Rish Lakish Omer, a Makta Kaimitz Alayim, you will not be allowed to do the Aktaras Kaimitz. Says the Gemara, a Levi Derev Elazar, the Gemara is going to quote, and we learned it anyway already in Masechta Zvachim, machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar, can you do Zrika Stam if you have no basar of the carbon left over? Says the Gemara, a Levi Derev Elazar kulam loy pligi. If Rabbi Elazar says you could do Zrika without dam, you could certainly do Kmitza, you could do Aktara, even though you have none of the ingredients left over, or some of the ingredients left over. The question is, says the Gemara, according to Bishua, Keep Pligal Rabbi Yeshua, the Tanan. As we learned, Nitmu Shireya, if the Basar of the carbon got Tameh, Nisru Shireya got burnt, or of the Shireya, or got lost, Kemitas Rabbi Elazar, according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, Kshera, you can still do Zrika. Kemitas Rabbi Yeshua, Psuli, you can't do Zrika. So says the Gemara, Man the Pasul, the one that says that you cannot do the Kaktara of the Kaimitz when some of the ingredients got depleted, certainly agrees Rabbi Yeshua. Or Man the Machshir, says, Atkan I'm Rabbi Yeshua Hassam. You know where Rabbi Yeshua holds that if you're missing the basar, you can't do the zrika. El delay shtayr, where you have no basar left over. Ava hechad shtayr, if you have some basar left over, I feel Rabbi Yeshua might, even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that you could continue with the zrika. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yeshua, Kalas Vachan Shabbatayra, regarding all kabanas, Shnishtayim bem kazayas basar, kazayas chalev, you have to have at least kazayas left over. So you have a kazayas basar left over, or you have a kazayas chalev left over, zayrik, hadam. You could do zrika sadam. If you only have chatzi zayas basar, or you only have a chatzi zayas chalev, ain't a zayrik sadam. You can't do zrika. Only exception is by oila. By oila, says Rabbi Yeshua, I feel kachatzi zayas basar, or kachatzi zayas chalev, even if you only have a half and a half, zayrik sadam. Why? Because oila, unlike all other kabbanas, the basar and the chalev are all the same, because everything of Nesha oila, kula kala. So the kazayis, even if it's comprised of a half kazayis basar and half a kazayis chalev, it's considered you have a kazayis left over. Or mincha, then the Gemara makes a very cryptic statement. Or mincha, but regarding karmincha, abish kula kiyemis, Even if you have the kula, all of the mincha still there, the halacha is lo yizrik. Ask the Gemara, what's he saying? Mincha mayavidita. What's he speaking about a mincha? We're talking about kabanis. And we're talking about the zrikas adam of the carbon. How does the mincha come in here? Answers the Gemara. Amar Papa, what he meant is to say the michas nesachim. As we've learned, with every carbon, michas nesachim came along. What's Rabbi Yeshua teaching us? That as long as you have some of the carbon left over, you're allowed to do zrikas adam. So sakadat chamina. We might have thought, since the michas nesachim comes along with the carbon, and therefore that they should be considered kigufei de zevach damu, that you have some. So even if none of the carbon is left over, all of the meat got burnt or whatever, but you have the michas nesachim, should that should be considered that some of the carbon is here? Kamash malon, the micha, even though it has to come along, is not part of the carbon itself. And the mefarshim make a very obvious point. If we're saying this halacha regarding the michas nesachim, what would be the halacha by carbon toida? Well, we had a similar situation where all of the meat sort of got lost for whatever reason. You have the dam and you have the chalas of the toida. Would you be allowed to do zrikas dam? Certainly you wouldn't. Why? Because the michas nesachim, if our Gemara is teaching us that the michas nesachim, which are put on the mizbeach, still aren't considered that you have remaining carbon, so the chalas of the carbon toida, which aren't even put on the mizbeach, they're eaten by the owner, by the kahanim, are less than the michas nesachim, and it's not considered that you have any remainder. So now we have a question. Rabbi Yochanan, who's saying, Rabbi Shlokish, who's saying that you can't be makta the kaimitz, is saying that even if just some of the shrayim got depleted, you can't be makta the kaimitz. And as we've been learning, Rav Shlokish certainly can't agree with Rav Elazar. Because according to Rav Elazar, you have nothing remaining by the carbon you could do zrikas dam. So he has to be following the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. But even according to Rabbi Yeshua, if you have something remaining, you could do zrikas dam. So why does Rav Elazar, why does Rav Shlokish say that even just some of the shrine were depleted, that already doesn't allow you to do that Torah? It doesn't even follow Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, says the Gemara. Oman the Apostle, Shani Hacha, Damakra, Vahirim Hakoyman Mincha as Askarasa, Vahikter Hamizbecha, Hamincha, Ad Isa, Lakula Mincha Layakter. Unless you have the entire carbon mincha, you have no right to, unless you have all of the shrayim intact, you have no right to do that Torah. Vidach, what will Rabbi Yochanan do with this pasuk? Minamincha, Mincha Shaisu Kvar. As long as you had the mincha up front, it doesn't make a difference what's now. If at the beginning you had an entire proper carbon mincha, that, and you have some of it left, you will be allowed to do the aktar of the kaimitz. Ask the Gemara, Eser Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, a Gemara that we learned in yesterday's shir, regarding, and as we said at the beginning of today's shir, the activity of the lechem aponim and the bezikin are considered the activity of a carbon mincha. And we learned, Achloi Pirka, if prior to taking out the loaves of bread from the shulchan, nifasa lachma, part of the loaves crumbled, halechem pasul, the lechem becomes pasul, as we explained in the previous shir, machlokes achrayim, the Malbim says because the Torah requires halechem, the entire loaf, so Hashem says it's impossible that it should crumble without losing some of it, and as we learned before, everybody is of the opinion that if you don't have all of the shrayim, if you don't have all of the carbon mincha when you want to do the kaimitz, the removal of the bezichin is the kaimitz, you can't do anything anymore. They mark the levas of bezichin. However, what will be the halacha in Mishapirka? You already took out the chalas. And after you took out the chalas, then nifas alachma. So the halacha is halachim posel. It's like the shrayim that you lost some of. That lechem can't be eaten, those shrayim will not be eaten. However, or makdalav as a zvichin. V'amar belozer, and we learned this yesterday, loypirka mamish, el kimin shagiyaz mana lifreik, v'apish loypirka, it doesn't mean that you have to take out the bread. As long as the time, and we discussed yesterday what that time is, apish loypirka, it's considered fine, and you can go ahead with that haktara. And here too, the Mefarshim asked, why did the Gemara have to quote Rabbi Elazar's opinion to ask the question? The question is a question as soon as you say the first opinion. What does the first opinion say? That as long as the lechem crumbled after them being taken out, which is the equivalent of the kaimitz, that won't affect the akhtar of the bezichin, which is contrary to what Rish Lakish says. What does he have to prove? What do we have to add to Belaz's opinion? So again, the easy teretz is, the Gemara is quoting the entire Braisa. It's a very gishmaka teretz. Let's see what Rebelezer says. Rebelezer says, at the end of the day, you still have the bread in the shulchan. And it crumbled before it was taken out of the shulchan. Just the fact that it was ready to pass the time that it should have been taken out allows you to go ahead with the ketara. So certainly in a case where you did a full-fledged kaimitz, the case that Rebelezer and Shlokish began this piece of Gemara with, and only after that do we lose some of the shirayim, it shouldn't affect the validity of the ketara of the kaimitz. Amalei, how many Reb Elezer? That braisa reflects the opinion of Reb Elezer. Rish Lakish certainly cannot agree with Reb Elezer. Amalei, to which Reb Yochanan says to Rish Lakish, Ano amin alach mishnah shleima. I'm quoting you a mishnah. Va'amradli at Reb Elezer, and you're going to tell me that we're going to have to force to explain that mishnah to be following the opinion of Reb Elezer? If it's following the opinion of Reb Elezer, then my ear and nifris. Why do we have to speak about a case where the bread crumbles? According to Belezer, a few sarf of it didn't just crumble, it's completely lost. Nami Maksha. Rabbi Belezer says that you could still go ahead with Akhtara, you could still go ahead with the Zrika, Ishtik. So he remained silent. Asked the Gemara, Vamai Shasik, why was Rish Lakish silent? Lamele, he should have said that they were talking about the Lechem Aponim. Lechem Aponim is Tzibur. By tzibur, a shadi, karmat tzibur is treated differently. Why is karmat tzibur treated differently? Because we have such a precedent. Hoyl, v'ishtri tumah gabai, just like we find the tumah hutra b'tzibur, ishtri namich seiris. That's why even though normally I hold that if part of the shrine achasar, it prevents you from doing the akhtara, not by karmat tzibur. Omer of Adbar Hava, why didn't he answer that? Because zos ameris, chisarin kibal domi dami. Yes, there's a din of tumah, but here we're not talking about tumah. Here we're talking about missing. When something is missing, it becomes in the same category of a balmum. Ain't balmum betzibur. There's no heter for balmum betzibur, and that's why Rish Lakish couldn't defend himself. Other Rishonim, however, do say that Rish Lakish, the Gemara says ishtik, he remained silent. The Gemara doesn't use the word tiyufta. Rish Lakish holds that nifres is a chiddush. And that's why even though he could have said the halacha by Sarah for Ovid, he wanted to teach us the halacha of Nifras, that if it was Nifras before you took the loaves out, only Nifras, not Sarah for Ovid, still the halacha will be that you can't go ahead with Avoida. That's why he spoke about Nifras, even though he would say the same thing by Sarah for Ovid. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rapapa Kamala Shmaitza. Amalei Rav Yosef Bashmael Rapapa. Milai Skinen, Rav Yochanan Rav Shlokish. Aren't Rav Yochanan and Shlokish referring to the situation? The Miches Haimer, the Tzibur. They're even speaking about a Karmat Tzibur. You wanted to say that a Karmat Tzibur is different. They're speaking about all Kabbanis, which include a Karmat Miches Haimer, and yet the Pligim. Our Rav Malkin. Tanachada, we learned the one Braisa. Misalta. Shemchas Rukashu. If part of the Karmat Miches is missing, it's possible. Mishamna. Similarly, regarding the oil of the Karban Mincha, Shem Chasra Kalshu, if it's missing some of it, it's possible. Yet, Batanya Idach, Hainasas Mincha, Prat Le Mincha, Shechasra Hi, Vishechasra Kamatza, if it's missing some of it, if its Kamitza becomes depleted, Vishlai Hikdim Elevoyisa Klum. So, all these Pesukim are teaching us the same din, that if you lose part of the ingredients, it disqualifies the Karban Mincha. And therefore, ask the Gemara, why do we have to have two psukim to teach us this din? Answers the Gemara. Chad lemincha shechasu kaina kamitza. That if the mincha lost the ingredients before the kamitza was done, which everybody agrees, it's possible, even Rabbi Yochanan. But the second pasuk seems to be teaching us, chad l'shchaim shechasu ben kamitza l'akhtara, that if you had the ingredients in the, you did the kamitza, but before you were able to do the akhtara of that kamitza, you lost some of the Ushrayim. The Pasuk is telling us that's possible. Rav Yochanan says you could go ahead with the Akhtara. Isn't this second Braisa to Yufta de Rav Yochanan? Isn't this a question of Rav Yochanan? Because Rav Yochanan says you could fix it if you lost the ingredients, the previous piece of Gemara. And Rav Yochanan says the second Gemara, that if it's missing only after the Kemitza, you could still go ahead with the Akhtara, says the Gemara Loi. Rabbi Yochan has a way to explain these brises. Chad, one brise is referring to Mincha, Shechosro, Koyim, Kemitza. That if part of the Koyim Mincha was lost before the Kemitza, even Rabbi Yochan will agree that only Imevi Mebesevi and Blena, that you make sure to replenish what was missing, may you go ahead with the Avoida. But if you lie, if you don't replenish what's missing, even Rabbi Yochanan will agree that law, you cannot continue with the Avoida. V'chad, and what will the second pasuk be teaching us? L'shirayim shechosu b'kemitza lak Torah. That af agav, that we're learning, the mak, the kaimitz aleihem, Rabbi Yochanan says, since the kemitza was done, when all of the ingredients were here, that will allow us to do the Dak Torah, still, Rabbi Yochanan will agree, Oish Shraim Mishrum L'Achila. Those Shraim will not be eaten. The Ibayilhu, as we learned. L'Divir Ayim Shraim Shechosu Ben HaKmitz L'Ak Torah. If some of the Shraim got depleted between the Kmitz and the Ak Torah, so the question is, Mak Dak Torah Tzolayim, and that the Halacha is, you could still go ahead with Ak Torah's Akkaimitz. What will be the Halacha? Oish Shraim Mahim D'Achila. Will we be allowed to eat those shraim as normally is the case? Koyhanim eat the shraim of a korban mincha, to which Amar Zreiri Amar Kra for Neseris. If all of the leftovers are here in place, may they be eaten. The loy Neseris min Neseris. If it's only partial leftovers because some of it were missing, you can't eat it. Rabbi Yani Amar min a mincha mincha shayse kvar. As long as it was a kosher mincha, according to Rabbi Yani, you could even eat it if you don't even have all the shrine. But according to the first explanation, we have a way of explaining both brises, even according to Rabbi Yochanan.
Mr. Rav, what is called the case where you took it chutz l'chametz hazara,